Happy Easter, everyone. I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, April 4th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a Carroll man awaiting trial on forgery and theft charges will face new drug charges as well. 26-year-old Corey Allen Mutum is charged in Greene County District Court with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Mutum is scheduled for trial in Carroll County District Court near the end of this month on forgery and theft charges. At number 9, a Coon Rapids man pleads guilty to harassment and stalking charges. 40-year-old Caleb Wayne Wiles was sentenced to 2 years of probation. The charges stem from a September 16th incident in Coon Rapids. Authorities say Wiles blocked the victim in with a vehicle and threatened to harm them. At number 8, an allegedly intoxicated Carroll man was found with a concealed knife this week. 44-year-old David Paul Souza is charged with carrying weapons after a local bar and restaurant contacted law enforcement about him wielding the blade on Tuesday evening. At number 7, a Carroll woman accused of stealing a vehicle has been scheduled for trial at the end of April. 37-year-old Katie Marie Johnson is charged with second-degree theft, a Class D felony. Authorities say she was caught driving a 2015 GMC Terrain in January that had been reported stolen late last year. Her trial is set to begin April 27th. At number 6, the Sac City Fire Chief estimates around 120 acres have been impacted by an early morning field fire this week. Strong winds and dry grass contributed to that fire's spread. Fire Chief Dale Duncan says it was able to jump over at least 2 fire breaks. Crews were on scene for nearly 6 hours in Sac County Tuesday morning to extinguish the blaze. At number 5, a Storm Lake man was arrested last Friday after striking a high school student with a vehicle while intoxicated. Authorities say 27-year-old Juan Rodriguez Parra's blood alcohol content was more than 2 times the legal limit when he hit the 15-year-old girl with his truck last week. The girl was transported to BV Regional Medical Center for treatment of serious injuries. He faces multiple charges, including serious injury by vehicle, operating while intoxicated, leaving the scene of an injury accident, and more. At number 4, 2 men were in custody in Ottoman County Jail earlier this week. 58-year-old Dennis Leroy Peterson of Atlantic is charged with burglary, theft, and criminal mischief following an investigation into a theft in Exira. 35-year-old Robert Lee Crawley of Hamlin was held on unrelated charges for probation violations and failing to register as a sex offender. At number 3, a Templeton man was uninjured after leaving a road and hitting a utility pole in heavy fog last week. There's an estimated $20,000 in damage to the Jeep driven by 24-year-old Kenneth Thomas White and $10,000 to the pole. He was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device and leaving the scene of an accident. At number 2, a Carroll man accused of leaving a box to burn in a basement is scheduled for trial this spring. 36-year-old Joshua Norbert Renzi does face 1 count of reckless use of fire, a serious misdemeanor. His jury proceedings are set to begin June 1st. And then our top story from last week, a Sac City woman has left more than $900,000 for 6 local organizations. Joanne Wilkerson passed away in February of last year. She and her husband, Marvin, who died in 2002, operated Marjo's Flowers for over 3 decades in the community and were a common sight at many Sac City events. The Sac City Museum, Loring Hospital, Loring Hospice, First Christian Church, Sac Aquatic Center, and Sac Public Library all received generous donations from her estate. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Happy Easter, everyone.